that real quick. You guys have joined forces and now in Oskaloosa working together.
That's correct, Jason. I need an all-star player. You know, Austin left me and go back to college.
He said, man.
You want to come? He's like, yeah, let's get it done. Let's do it. So we're together now.
Hey, everybody. This is KIC Radio. I'm Adam Kapler with my partner, Derek Ling, in Bloomfield, Iowa. This is the second game of the season for these two teams. The Chargers are off the bus from their long road trip, ready to keep the winning train rolling. The home team, Davis County, is looking to hop in the win column after their tough loss to Fairfield. But there's a lot of room for improvement, especially playing in front of their hometown fans. Derek, what are some keys to this game?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here as well. Tonight, keys for both teams starting on defense and getting the run game established. Davis County needs to get stops. Against Fairfield, too many points were put on the board, and they were unable to get stops at big times. Davis County has a young team, and this year I'm excited to see how different guys step up. A big test for Davis County last year was Justin Nutt, and they need to find different ways to replace him. Sure, they need to establish a run early and find TJ Hawkinson. Both games, big games for both teams tonight, and I'm excited to see how it goes, Adam.
Well, it doesn't feel like football right now, but it's an 86-degree night. The captains are on the field, and we're about ready to start this game in a few moments.
I haven't been to Davis County yet for a while. I think when they played this last year, the first time we played them.
The first time we played with Davis County was in 1931 when Davis County won. The series between the two teams, 18-12, Sheraton leading. These two teams don't meet up very much. Davis County is a 2A school, and Sheraton is a 3A.
That's really exciting in these schools. I know basketball, baseball, Davis County did a great job with their programs, and I'm really excited to see how this goes tonight.
Well, the home team for Davis County, they're in the maroon jerseys with yellow pants, as the away team shirt and Chargers are white pants, white jerseys, and white helmets. TJ Hawkinson has brought his kick squad onto the field, and it looks like we're about ready to start this game.
We talked about last game, Adam. It's crazy all things TJ's able to do tonight. We're going to see him catching the ball tonight, playing a little defensive end, a little safety, and then
let's not forget TJ Hawkinson is only 9 touchdowns away from his state record. Definitely a reachable record for him this year. He's come a long way, and he's hoping to get closer tonight. And the kick team is ready. The whistle is blown, and the first quarter is underway.
Starting with the helmets up here.
TJ boosted down the left side of the field. Return man returns it towards the outside, and he is stopped at about the 32-yard line.
A little extra hitting there. You can tell these guys ready to play the football tonight.
And Davis County is going to bring out their starting offense to start this game.
Good return there.
Quarterback Zach Huff was the leading rusher and passer for Davis County in their last game. He was a big part of their offense, and he's looking to do the same tonight. He's in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion. Runs it up the middle for a QB sneak, and he stopped him for about 3 yards gain by a gang of Chargers.
Good job by Sharon getting through the hole there. Really came out through it tonight already early. Sharon has some good hitters on this team. Just open field tackle is a big question for me. If they can make open field tackle, I think they can beat with almost anybody in 3A.
They definitely stepped up on defense last week as they held Fairfield to only 0 points. Davis County is in a bundle set right now. They got a handoff to the right side. It's a good game for about 9 yards. That's going to be a Davis County first down.
Wow, great speed there by Davis County running back. They really get through the gap and Sheridan late on the tackle, get it to the second level and make a safety to make a play.
Looks like senior Carol Barrett on the carry. And it's going to be another first and 10 for Davis County Mustangs.
Tackle by Nick Ryan.
And there's a snap run up the middle, and it's going to be about a 2 yard gain. Looks like Sean Mason for the carry. It's going to be second and 8.
Good tackle there. I think it was Tim Good with the tackle. Great job by Tim there, stepping in the hole and making a play. Oh, Chase Allen, excuse me. crowd here tonight. It's a pretty good atmosphere in Davis County, Sheridan and Davis County-wise.
Yeah, Sheridan had a long road trip. They brought the diehard fans out and ready to support Sheridan here. Huff has the carry, and he's going to keep it for about 8 yards. That's going to be another Davis County first down. Davis County's going to cover the drive here. About 9 yards, they're just plowing through that. Davis County set the tempo earlier that they want to go and get through on the run game. Running was definitely the story for them last week, as they only had two completions last week against the Fairfield Trojans. And junior quarterback Huff has got the squad at the line of scrimmage now. Davis County running the shotgun formation. He's got a man in motion coming through his left. He's going to keep it again for a gain of another 2 yards. That's going to be 2nd and 8.
We'll run that. Davis County so far has done a great job up front getting the holes for the guys to run through. And Davis County hit the holes hard tonight. Nothing too fancy, just hitting the holes hard, making plays.
It's Nick Ryan with the tackle, assisted by Chance Lurch. And there's 9 minutes and 43 seconds left to play in this first quarter, and we're all tied up at 0-0. And the running back, Sean Mason, is going to have the direct snap, and he's going to run to the right side for a gain of about 1 yard. It's going to be 3rd and 7, Davis County. This is the first third down attempt for them of the night.
Great tackle there, and great job keeping the inside by the name you're going to hear plenty tonight, TJ Hawkinson.
And it's a 3rd long 7 here for Davis County. Huff got the shotgun. It's going to be a direct snap to Baird, and he's going to fight for an extra few yards. This one's going to be very close to a first down.
Davis County seems like they're giving whatever they want in the run game tonight. Very good.
Throwing a lot of direct snaps here.
Kind of throwing starting off a little bit on defense. They're on their heels right now, it seems like.
Definitely an unusual offense Davis County has right now, and it's definitely Sewell Sheridan for this first drive. It's going to be another 1st and 10 for Davis County. Huff's got in the shotgun. He's got another direct snap. That's going to be a gain of about 2 yards. Looks like Sean Mason again with the carry.
Good job by our starting linebacker. They're stepping up to make the tackle. I think Nick Ryan both tackled. Great job, Ben.
That's right, Derek. There's a lot of injuries right now, and the Trojans doing well to get through them here. And Huff's going to keep it again on a QB sneak for a gain of about 2 yards.
At first glance, it seems like Huff has a nice speed right off to get going.
Huff's got a lot of experience. He played last year, and he's going to be looking to have a great year this year, his junior season. And it's going to be another 3rd and 7. They were able to complete it last time on 3rd down. We're about at the 28-yard line. It looks like they're moving up front.
What's the name there?
I think it was number 66, Trevin Nance. He looks like he jumped a little bit. That doesn't even go against Sheridan.
Sheridan's a little floppy here, so often Davis County's efficient. They're getting holes and hitting them hard. They had a nice drive here, Donald Bull. Let's see if they can punch it in here in their own 20-yard line of Sheridan's territory.
That's going to make it a lot easier for them to get this first down. It is now 3rd and 2 with 7 minutes and 49 seconds left to play. They're at the own Charger 22-yard line. It's a direct snap to Huff again. Spin move up the middle, and looks like he's got the first down, a gain of about 3.
Sheridan are not really good stops right now early. Davis County Lions doing a great job putting in the gap and controlling line of scrimmage tonight.
Well, it looks like the spot was back farther than I expected. It is now 4th and about 1. A very short 1 yard. This is a big stop for the Sheridan Chargers. They're going to have to go back in their own end zone.
Looks like they're going to go for a little bit.
Huff's in the backfield. He's got one man in motion. He's going to keep it, but he stops at the line of scrimmage. This is going to be very close to a first down.
Sheridan players playing their way. Davis County players playing their way. I don't know which team to believe right now. I guess the guy in the striped shirt will tell us in the second year.
looks like they're bringing the measurements out. This game's going to be really close.
Here, Burson Davis County fans here.
And it is a first down for Davis County. It is going to be first and 10 at the Charger 15-yard line. Huff got him in motion. He's going to hand it off. And he is stopped by T.J. Hawkinson.
First out by T.J. Hawkinson. We're keeping outside, and then they can play up front. Big-time play there.
Looks like Mason had the carry against Lord Davis County.
Pretty big loss there for Davis County. Let's see if they can respond here with another positive play. Let's see if they can turn that momentum from that play there.
And it's going to be about 2nd and 16 with a 6-yard loss. It looks like Mason again on the direct snap. It's going to be a gain of a... looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage and no gain here. It's going to be another 3rd and 16 for Davis County.
Great tackle there by... I couldn't see completely where he was.
Looked like Chance Wirtz was there first, followed by a gang of Chargers.
Also, another name that Chance Wirtz. He's really good for sure in Chargers. If he can make some more field tackles tonight, Davis County can have some trouble getting back to that middle linebacker. Split that one-on-one with Dan Kane in the corner.
And Huff's going to throw one to the corner of the end zone, and if it's overthrown, he overthrew his receiver. Great coverage by Aaron Kane, and it's going to be 4th and 14 for Davis County.
Before Huff goes out, Kane, Aaron's defense coordinator, does a great job with the Chargers and a great play by Aaron there.
And it is going to be a long 4th down and mile for Davis County. They've been doing well on 3rd and 4th down this drive, but if they got a lot longer to go this one.
So that's always a good, get nice and close for 3rd strike, but it's a long 3rd.
And Huff is going to take the snap. He's going to roll right, and he throws it out of bounds. That's when the Chargers are going to take over. Aaron Kane's bringing his offense out on the field. The Chargers are going to take over at their own 14 with 5 minutes and 23 seconds left to play. It's 0-0 right now, all tied up. This is the first time Trenton offense has stepped onto the field. They're going to be looking to put some points on the board earlier. And Dylan Sanders, running back for Sheridan, was the leading rusher last game with 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's going to be looking to improve on that great performance as well. And it looks like there is movement up at the front for Davis County.
Another flag. Wow.
Yep. A lot of flags here early. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
Getting some more early jitters and that. It was out before the big part of the season, but definitely good night to clean it up. Here tonight, a big game for both teams.
As most of you know, the Chargers have a pistol formation. And Aaron Kane throws one over the middle to Bradley Futzinger. That's going to be about a 22-yard gain for a first down for the Chargers. It's going to take them out to the 48-yard line of Davis County.
Seems like they're about triple-covering tonight, triple-covering T.J. Bowe. Great job by Sheridan. Another third player besides T.J. make plays at the end of the building. That's brief for the Chargers this year. That's a big question. Other guys need to step up. T.J. is going to be covered higher than the other guys to make plays and make his job a lot easier.
Aaron Sanders is in motion. Aaron's going to hit it off the border. He's running hard up the middle for another 12-yard gain for first down for the Chargers.
This is Davis County here, sitting there, putting together a good drive. See if they can punch it in. Davis County was unable to deepen the red zone, so let's see if Sheridan punches it in here.
Yep, the Chargers are now on Davis County's 32-yard line. They're rumbling and bumbling right now, putting together a great drive. And then there's a timeout on the field. Johnson Machine Works, founded over a century ago, Johnson Machine Works has earned a worldwide reputation as a trusted provider of fabricated steel. They are a proud member of the Sheridan community and sponsor of the Sheridan Chargers on Thunder Country. Mm-hmm. And it is. So we have about 5 minutes left to go in this first quarter. We're in a timeout right now. Shirt and Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Shirt and Hy-Vee, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Charger Football.
And now, I can let you know a good spot.
And after the timeout, Sharon's got a 1st and 10 at the Mustang 32-yard line.
Sharon putting together a nice drive here so far. There we go on the mic.
Aaron's got Twins to his right. He's got a man in motion, Sanders. And there is movement at the front. There is a flag. Not sure who it's on yet.
And let's see what that flag is. So, maybe a formation.
False start on Sheraton. That's going to move him back about 5 yards.
Could be penalty, though.
He's now 1st and 15 for the Sheraton offense. And Aaron Kane's got his offense. They're coming up to the line of scrimmage here in the pistol formation. He's got a man in motion. Kane takes the snap, drops back, throws a deep one to Hawkins, and down the corner of the field. And he makes the catch at the 1 yard line.
He just amped up there. What a catch by Hawkins, and he uses his body so well. Honestly, I think he uses his body better than anybody I've almost ever seen in high school football. I'm excited to see how that translates to Iowa football, because TJ really uses his body, and I know Iowa's excited about his hands and his speed at this moment. It's only going to get more better for Hawkinson.
Really exposed the single coverage on that play. Chargers are going to be at the 1 yard line of Davis County. Really threatening for a touchdown right now. Kane's going to hand it off to Clutchinger up the middle. And he stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he's still fighting for yards. Brought back about a negative 1 yard for Bradley Clutchinger.
Didn't hear a line of scrimmage whistle there, so let him keep playing. They just kept pushing Bradley back. Good job by Davis County for that field.
Yep, Davis County D-line battling right now. They're going to try to see what they can do to hold Chert into a field goal or even nothing. It is 2nd down and goal. Chargers have about 2 yards till the end zone. They got Hawkinson split out. It's a run up the middle for Boldrev, and he's in for the Charger touchdown. Chargers go up 6-0 with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. On the first drive for Sheraton, they punch one in for a touchdown. Senior running back Alex Boldrev.
We'll put this head down and runs hard. I know Coach Meisler for Sheraton Chargers loves that about him. They have a nice running game right now with Sanders and Boldrev here.
It looks like the Chargers are going to convert the two-point conversion. They had their whole line set to the left side of the field with their holder, center, and kicker on the right side, and they just snapped it to Kane, and he ran in for the end zone.
Great job by there by Chris Meisler, seeing that open there. Great take by the Sheraton Chargers, get a two-point conversion. They score 8-0 here early in the first quarter, 4:14 left to go.
Yeah, Davis County was definitely confused on that formation. They looks like they haven't seen one of those before. They had nobody lined up at the line of scrimmage with Kane as the holder as he just walks right into the end zone.
Great job there by Sheraton Chargers, being able to put pressure in there and get a two-point conversion. Davis County, see if they can respond here. Let's go great speed here on their return.
And Hawkinson, looks like Jackson Fisher is going to be the kicker now for the Chargers. Chargers switched it up. It's been Hawkinson so far for the Chargers in last week and first kickoff this week.
I think Sean Mason deep for the Davis County. Jackson here, freshman, his co-partner and other freshman, Nathan Blong, out with a torn ACL. I hate to see that for the young fella, but tough recovery, but he'll be back stronger than ever. Great athlete for sure, and really sad to see that for him. Wish him best luck. Today's his birthday even, so.
And Jackson boots one down the middle. Looks like Mason's got it up the middle. He's going to cut right to towards the sideline. Looks like Dylan Sanders is the first there for the Chargers, followed by Nick Ryan. Davis County is going to take over at about the 28-yard line, where they'll have it 1st and 10. really going to want to have to put together another drive just like last time.
And if you're in right now, thanks for tuning in. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Davis County's coming set to the line of scrimmage here. Zach Huff, junior quarterback. Oh, and there's a fumble on the snap. T.J. Hawkinson was first there. It looks like Davis County recovered it, though. There's a missed snap to Zach Huff. He bobbled it, and Hawkinson almost had the fumble recovery.
Davis County here needs to get a good drive. They're 80 yards away from the touchdown on their own 20. Last drive, they were able to push the ball. I see if they were able to do the same thing here, but this time punch it in.
It's 2nd and 14. We got about 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Davis County's coming out shotgun. And another bobbled snap. It looks like Davis County was able to recover again. Two in a row missed snaps for Davis County. That's not a good sign, Derek.
No, not at all. Davis County has cleaned it up tonight. They want to win in a close game here.
Yep, Sheraton definitely came to play this drive. The defense is stepping up, just like last week against Sayreville, holding them to 0 points, the big goose egg.
Interesting part from the first catch of eye is Aaron King's single coverage tonight, almost every play. A lot of trust in the senior leader for the Chargers. See if he's able to respond to the trust in the coaches tonight.
Huff's got a shotgun. It's a screen pass. Looks like Mason on the sideline, the left side. It's going to be a gain of about 10 yards, but not near enough for the first down due to the missed snaps.
Still about 10 yards to go, but great play by Davis County coaches. They're getting the ball up, back up forward. Better punting position for Sosa and doesn't have quite so good a field position.
In Davis County, it looks like their punt team is coming out on the field. Back deep for the Sheridan Chargers is speed demon Dylan Sanders, who had 2 touchdowns last week. Really put together a great performance.
Speedy Dylan, what we call him, he's just moving. He's a great cutter laterally. Impressive to see Dylan Sanders out in the open.
It's a low snap. And he gets the punt. It's blocked by a host of Chargers. The Chargers will take over at the 10-yard line. Another bad snap from Davis County, and the Chargers make them pay. They're going to have great field position and a chance to go up even more in the first quarter.
Big momentum switch there. It was not yet for the Chargers. Sharon gets the ball in Davis County territory within the 20 here. Let's see if they can punch it in again. Davis County needs to stop here. 14-0 early would not be a good sign for Davis County.
As you said with the senior leadership, not just Aaron Kane, there is a ton of seniors on this team ready to make their mark in Sheridan football. They've been waiting their turn, and this team's ready to go for their first playoff appearance in, well, a long time for Sheridan. Aaron Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to crack a quick strike to TJ Hawkinson in for the touchdown. He went on a slant pattern, and he got it on single coverage. The Chargers are going to go up 14-0.
That much closer?
There's 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter, and the PAT team is out for the Chargers.
Good catch by TJ there. Touchdown, giving that count closer to the state record. 1 minute covered, it seemed like from Davis County there. That's almost a win every time from TJ.
And that pulls them closer to 8 touchdowns away from the state record. And there is a whistle dead at the line of scrimmage. We'll have to see what this is.
First Lake Funeral Home. First Lake Funeral Home is a part of your community and a part of your life here in Sheridan. A proud sponsor of Sheridan Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Looks like there's some movement for the Sheridan Charger line. That's going to bring them back 5 yards. Be interesting to see what they do with this young kicker.
Yes, last week was 3-4, am I correct?
Yeah, he made 3-4. I think he hit the field goal post on the one he missed.
Have a great stroke there. See if we don't jinx him here, Cass.
All right. And the snap, and it's going to be a fake. Aaron King's going to roll out. Throw it straight to Bradley Crutcher in for the 2-point conversion.
Sheridan getting creative here. Two fakes in a row here on the extra point. It's Chris Meyer seeing an opening tonight and taking advantage of him.
It is now 16-0. Chargers lead it with only 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter. The Chargers really came to play on this road trip.
Yeah, they didn't respond after that first drive by Davis County. Davis County was able to get anything they wanted on that first drive, but unable to punch it in. It's late in that game right now because of the momentum. I think that's really hurting them right now, Adam.
But how about Bradley Kretzinger? He's really stepped up this game offensively.
That's what we did defensively last week. I didn't know we had it in him offensively.
Yeah, Sean Pat Lyons, I thought, has done a great job controlling the line offensively. Kevin Nance, Ethan Canoe, Chase Altman, all those veterans for sure. They have been playing for a few years now. I think Phil Turner made some damage on the front line. You hear a lot about Sean's line history of how great the players were and stuff. I think this year's line is right there with them.
Yeah, Trevor Nance is one of those guys I would not want running after me, that's for sure. And Jackson Fisher in the kick squad is out on the field. And he is ready to go. The whistle is going. And he boots one down the middle. And it looks like it's going to go out of bounds. Mason watches it as it goes out of bounds. And Davis County is going to have good field position.
Tony, y'all are away from going into the touchback zone for freshman Jackson Fisher. What a kick by him. You're going to have a career in basketball, baseball, football for certain, but football, other than just all the field position, I think he could be a good kicker for certain here. He has a lot of potential, though.
That's right, Derek. He definitely made his mark, especially in baseball this year, stepping up. But Ethan Payton injured his hand this year as catcher, and he was brought on to catch for the varsity team, and he did well.
He really opened gym the basketball, touch him around the stuff. So the person was really impressive, and I'm excited to see him. And like I said earlier, Nate Long, who's recovering from the ACL right now, see how they do for certain Chargers here. I know it's going to be great. I'm just excited to see how great.
And Huff Scott is offense on the field again. The bundle set. I have a lot of direct snaps and quarterback keepers so far. And he's going to hand it off again. He stopped at the line of scrimmage by Chase Altnoppen. Loss of about 1 yard.
Good job by Sharon for that. Being able to get through and make a play. Chase Altnoppen does such a great job in pursuing and making up the slow tackles.
He's another one of those guys that's been here for a while. He's been starting for 3 years. Definitely has made his mark. He's ready to do even more this year on his senior season.
We'll see if Zach Hoff can get Davis County here on offense.
He's got a man in motion. He's going to keep it. He's going to run to the left side, and he's stopped by most of the Chargers. First there was Chance Wirtz, middle linebacker and captain of this defense. He's really done a great job of pursuing the ball this game.
Sharon's energy is exciting right now on defense. They're jumping through the ball, game tackling, making open field tackles. You know, it's crazy for Sharon right now.
And the clock is running down. There's about a minute left to go in this first quarter. Chargers lead at 16-0.
What I was saying earlier, I think Sharon's defense is much improved this year. I think Lee Kane's done a great job with them. And how his course managed us.
That's right, Derek. It's 3rd and 11, and looks like Davis County is going to take a timeout.
Piper's old fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship it anywhere. Piper's, for the fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily and old fashioned grocery, they are proud to support the Sheridan Chargers. Piper's, you're feeling that right now, actually. Piper's are one of the best candy catalog systems in, I'd say, America. I bet. Have a guess, sir.
If you got a sweet tooth, if I ever have a sweet tooth, that's definitely where I'm going. And Davis County is going to talk it over here. They're really going to be looking for a momentum shift here. As there is only 49 seconds left to go in this first quarter. They really want to get this game moving in the right direction for them. They're really going to have to see some turnaround, especially from quarterback Zach Huff, as I know he has a lot of potential in him. He's a good athlete. He's coming off the ball really fast. And
Actually, I was talking to Coach with Davis County over there, and a great guy, great coach, and he said he's kind of rebuilding your basketball-wise, but he always does a great job with them.
And it is going to be 3rd and 11 for Davis County. And he's going to roll left. It looks like an option, and Zach Hubs has got a pretty good gain of about 6 yards. That's not going to be enough for the first down, but we'll see if they'll go for it here at the 42-yard line.
Who's just tuning in? All the stories, one station, KIIC.
And, yep, it does look like Davis County is not going to risk it. They're going to bring out the punt team. Dylan Sanders is deep for the Chargers. Last time the Chargers were able to block the punt on the low snap.
We'll see if Davis County is able to hold hold the front here and get a good punt off and change field position. That's going to be big for them right now, to change the momentum, got to change field position.
And it looks like there is another timeout called by Davis County. Sherrig was bringing the house blitz, and it didn't look like Davis County was ready for that. There's only 6 seconds left to go in this first quarter. This is going to be the last play of the first quarter. Chargers lead at 16-0.
Chargers are short again. The whole natural bird looking parties are grass side, free range, chop bird, deep patty with no added hormone, steroids, or antibiotics, tough with natural cheddar cheese. Yum. Had to make the animal extra loud there. Does look, does sound good.
And Davis County is coming back onto the field after their second timeout of the quarter.
I'm really impressed with the sea of red over there for the Chargers tonight. A lot of fans travel a long ways to come watch this football team earning it right now with the score 16-0.
And the first quarter has come to an end. Chargers lead at 16-0.
Sharon has done a great job tonight on defense and offense. First drive for Davis County, they were able to get a bunch of yards. Sharon got a stop, unable to score for Davis County and change the momentum. Put two touchdowns in on their own, of their own.
Yeah, Sharon really did figure out the surging Davis County offense to start off. Been able to hold them in check ever since that first drive.
C.J. Hawkinson, if you missed it, got a touchdown closer tonight to that state record, now at 8, I believe.
Yep, he's only 8 touchdowns away from the state record, of all-time state record.
And if you also missed it, first meeting between Sheraton and Davis County was in...
The first meeting was in 1931. Davis County was able to win it, but the series does go to Sheraton. Sheraton leads it 18-12 right now in the series. They haven't played each other. Last year was the first time they played each other in a long time because Davis County is a 2A school and Sheraton is a 3A school.
I think Sheraton's on the low side of 3A number-wise.
It looks like there was some false moving up there on the Charger offense. That's going to bring them back about 5 yards.
Sloppy kind of here for both teams tonight, penalty-wise, but on the field, both teams have done a good job pushing the ball so far early.
Yeah, there has been a few penalties. They're going to be looking to clean them up early here. And it is a 16-0 Charger lead right now in Bloomfield, Iowa. It's a warm one. Definitely doesn't feel like football weather, Derek.
No, it doesn't. I almost prefer this than really cold football weather, though.
I'd have to agree with that. I can't complain about it.
Press box up here is nice and cool for us, too.
And Kane's going to get out of that shotgun. He's going to drop back. He's got plenty of time back there. He's going to throw a deep one to Hawkinson. He makes a diving catch in the sideline, but it's going to be incomplete. He didn't get his feet in, or 1 foot he only needed in high school. But he made a great effort after that one. Laid out, made the catch, just wasn't in bounds.
Gave T.J. Hawkinson a shot. Never a bad idea for Sheraton, just unable to convert there, but T.J. with a great effort diving out for him. It was about 5 yards ahead.
Davis County has made a change. They're starting to double cover T.J. Hawkinson a little more. That first quarter, they were only single covering him, and he really did make him pay. And now Kane's got the offense line of scrimmage, pistol formation, bold red behind him. Kane's going to roll right. He's going to find Hawkinson, but it's incomplete. Great defense by the Davis County defenders.
Sorry about the correction from earlier. We actually... 1991 was the last meeting before last year in the series. Great rivalry here, like we said, in every sport. Davis County does a great job. I think in baseball, they had a couple guys a couple years ago, Calvin Matthews and Ben Skulish, his basketball coach and nephew, Marching.
Marching, yep.
Those great players for Davis County, and really impressive.
Yep, that's right. Calvin Matthews did go on to play Iowa. He's still playing at Iowa right now. He was actually second team All-Big Ten for Iowa as a pitcher, which is really impressive. Aaron Kane's going to throw a deep one down the left side to T.J. Hawkinson again. And it looks like Davis County picked it off. But he's going to be incomplete. He was out of bounds. Davis County defender did come up with the interception, but caught it out of bounds.
So right now, Davis County's getting their game plan a little bit cleared up here. They have a guy bumping TJ up front, a cornerback on him about 10 yards away, and a safety over top. Have to play TJ Hawkinson with his ability like that. Still almost able to come up with some of these catches, but you have to play TJ like that. You can't give him one-on-one coverage or just a safety over top. You have to give him slow him down with a bump up front.
And it is 4th and 16. The Chargers have brought the punt team out. TJ Hawkinson is back to punt.
Great job by Davis County getting a stop, changing the momentum for them.
Looks like Bradley Kretzinger with the snap. It's a perfect snap to Hawkinson. He's going to boot it downfield. This is a great punt. It takes a Charger bounce, and it looks like it's going to be stopped at the 10-yard line.
What a punt by TJ. Like we said, we're going to hear his name playing tonight, but kicking, punting, receiving, defense, you'll hear it, but it does a great job for sure and really helps them win games. And as all their players, senior leadership this year, I'm really excited to see how throughout the season here in district play how good these senior leaders step up here for the Chargers. They have a lot of years of experience, and now is their time to execute plays. And
you said Hawkinson is a very versatile player. You could put him almost anywhere on this Charger defense or offense, and he's gonna really execute. The Davis County takes over at their own 10-yard line. It's a handoff up the middle to Mason. He's going to gain about 5 yards. We got about 11 minutes left to play in this second quarter. Sorry, the Chargers lead at 16-0. Shirt and Napa. For all your auto and truck needs, see your Shirt and Napa. For filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts, at your Shirt and Napa. They are Napa know-how. And Huff's got his Davis County line scrimmage. It's about 2nd and 5. There's going to be a run right up the middle. Looks like a gain of about 3 yards.
Some extra hitting here on both sides here after the play. Is really competing out here and just getting out the play.
That was about a gain of about 4 yards. It's now 3rd and 1. Davis County's got it at their own 19-yard line.
You're just tuning in all the scores. One station, KIIC.
Chargers send the house blitz. Looks like Chance Wirtz was there first. It's going to be really close to a first down. Mason was able to fight his way up to the line of scrimmage. We'll see if he's got the first down.
Great battle there, one-on-one between Mason and Wirtz. Pretty neutral there on the finish, but I think, they got the first down. A great job by Davis County moving the chains here. That's great for them. Momentum has to switch here early for Davis County. They could be in trouble late in this game.
They were pinned down in their own end zone. Now they're starting to make some progress here. They got another first down at about the 20-yard line. He's going to hand it off up the middle, but the Charger defense was not fooled by that one. He gets no gain on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 10.
Zach Huff doing a great job tonight. Had a lot of rush attempts last game versus Fairfield, 55 yards rushing, able to pass and rush for Davis County here. He's a great athlete. And has another year after this, too. Davis County has to be excited about him in his future.
Yeah, as I said it before, he had a lot of playing time last year, which definitely got him a lot of experience.
More experience, the better for Davis County here, young team.
And there's a drop snap in another missed snap by Davis County. They're really struggling right now to get the ball back to the quarterback.
Yeah, that's a huge part in the football game, and not the easiest part. It definitely takes practice and stuff, and to see if Davis County is able to clean it up. It's not some plays they cannot recover some of these. It's hurting them field position-wise, though.
Davis County was able to come up with the ball. It's now 3rd and 9 for Davis County.
80 yards to go for Davis County. See if they can get the chains moving and change the momentum here.
And there's about 8 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Huff's got his offense in a funnel formation. He's going to hand it off to Mason on the... He's going to run to the outside, and he is stopped in his tracks by... Looked like linebacker... TJ Hawkinson was there at the solo tackle. It is now 4th down and a long 15 yards.
Nick Ryan right with him there. Both kind of had first contact there. Both able to finish the play, though. It was a great job by Nick and TJ.
And Davis County punter is back onto the field yet again. Dylan Sanders back to return. and it looks like the Chargers are going to bring in the house blitz again, trying to block the punt. But he does get the punt off. It's a low one right to Sanders. He's going to field it, running up the middle, cuts it back outside to the right side. He's got a lane at the 30-yard line and stopped by a gang of Davis County defenders. Chargers got great field position at the Davis County 30-yard line.
Toby returns from a sprained knee. Wasn't able to play last week. Great athlete for sure in basketball, baseball, football as well. Just like Jackson here, great young talent, only a junior this year.
Chargers definitely happy to see him come back after an ACL scare. Good thing it wasn't worse than what he thought. He was only out for about a week. And it looks like there's a timeout onto the field right now. It looks like a false start on the Chargers again. That is another false start for the Chargers. That's going to bring them back 5 yards.
Of course, Mines are not happy over there, which he shouldn't be. Shannon has to clean it up here tonight. Get it going on the right track for cleaning up errors for the season here.
And Hawkinson and Sanders are split right. Hawkinson's got a guy bumping and a guy overhead. Safety help for Hawkinson. Kane's going to roll left. He's going to keep it. He's got room to run. Big gain for Aaron Kane. It's going to be a gain of about 10 yards. The ball came loose when he went to the ground, but it looked like his knee had touched first.
Sharon converted to the spread offense a couple of years ago here. Really working out for him, honestly. Just kind of a read option from the quarterback to running back. And Christian Banks into Quinn Storm has done a great job for the first 2 years it was incorporated. Now Aaron Kane here showing early signs of greatness with that, with the new offense. And Chris Meiser, Lee Sandy, and Lee Kane, all the coaches for Sheraton, done a great job being able to apply that to their offense.
He's got a shotgun hitting off the boulder. If he's stopped at the line of scrimmage, it was second in inches, and it looks like he didn't even get the first down. It's going to be another third in inches for the Sheraton Chargers.
Yep, 16-0 Chargers up here in Davis County territory, in Davis County's 20. See if Sheraton can punch it in here again, or like we said earlier, Davis County has to get a stop here. It's huge for them. Cannot let Sheraton go up 3 touchdowns here.
As you said about that great offense, it always helps having those athletic quarterbacks like Chris Mitchell and Quinn Storm. Aaron Kane, who's also a great athlete. Those guys can really spread open.
And then another big name sticks out to me, Jackson Fisher, coming up here like that, as if we haven't said his name enough tonight.
That's right. Aaron Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Ethan Kernuth, the center. He's going to have a counter to Dylan Sanders. He's got room to run. And he's running as hard as he can down the sideline, and he's going to have it at the 1 yard line. Gain of about 20 yards for the senior running back, Dylan Sanders. He's really come to play tonight, Derek.
Yeah, as well. Hit that hole with great speed, made a great cut, open field, made an open field tackle miss, and able to get it to the 1 yard line here. I'm sure Dylan wants to see to punch that in. Dylan's able to usually get in the touchdown right there, but stop a little early, good open field tackle by Davis County.
Chargers are really threatening for another touchdown right now. They lead at 16-0. It's about 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play.
If you're just tuning in, we're listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
And Aaron Kane, he's got a man in motion. It's Dylan Sanders. He receives a snap. He's going to throw one to the corner of the end zone to T.J. Hawkinson. He makes a great play. He goes up and gets it. And it is a touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson.
Wow.
Great play by T.J. Hawkinson.
Wow.
Derek. Man, that is big time, Derek.
I think you can see by the look me and Adam just gave to each other, T.J. Hawkinson went up and got that. I think what's a good word to say there? T.J. Hawkinson touchdown. We're getting a little used to that, Sheraton. But I don't think you can get too used to it with the plays he's able to make. Wow.
That's going to move the Chargers to 22-0, and TJ only 7 touchdowns away from his state record for touchdowns in a career.
2 tonight, really, for Hawkinson.
Jackson Fisher, freshman, waiting for the PAT. It's a great hold, great snap, and he's going to put it right down the middle. Chargers go up 23-0 with 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. Davis County really struggling right now, but they really need to get a momentum shift right now on this drive.
Yep, looking for guys to step up here. Have to change the momentum here before it gets out of hand.
Definitely hasn't gone. Davis County has definitely not gone to the pass game much. Only one passing attempt so far in this game, which that was the story last week. They only had 2 completions against Fairfield Trojans.
Yep, a lot of potential. Zach Hubbard, quarterback, Nathan, a running back, and they have a lot of speed here. Let's see if they can put it into some yards and touchdowns here. Lucas County Health Center with the comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your all-star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game. Lucas County Health Center, Adam, your mom's a physical therapist there, right?
Yep, she's been a physical therapist there ever since I can remember anyway.
Does a great job. I've had to go there a couple times, as has a lot of our players here, sharing with ACL recoveries and just small things, you know. I actually went there for a lower back problem, and she does a great job at Lucas County Health Center for us.
And it's turned into a beautiful night here in Bloomfield, Iowa. Chargers are having a great night here. Fans are really happy over there on the Charger side as they lead it 23-0. Davis County fans are looking for a quick turnaround here. And it looks like Jackson Fisher's got his kick team onto the field. They're ready to go. They're ready to start this.
Sharon's amped up right now. Helmets up, as is our usual kickoff tradition, but you can kind of tell when there's a little bit more momentum. Helmets up a little higher, feet are bounced a little bit more. That's definitely how Sharon is right now.
And Jackson's going to kick it off. It's a pretty short one. He's going to field it at the 25-yard line, running to the sideline, and he's got it at the 38-yard line.
Saw a great block there by one of Davis County players, number four.
You know, one great block, one great tackle could really shift the momentum for Davis County.
That's what they need. It starts with a bunch of small plays, turning into a big result here for Davis County. The game's definitely not over, but little plays here are going to change the way the game, if the game is over.
There are a lot of questions out there about this Charger defense and before the season, and really they have really stepped up so far. Not giving up a point yet. Let's knock on wood here, though. And Zach Huff's got him in the shotgun formation yet again for Davis County. He's got two receivers out left.
Aaron and Dylan out there by themselves. A lot of trust again by Coach Kane.
And he's going to drop back to pass. And he's going to step up in the pocket. And he is tackled for about a 2-yard gain for Bradley Kretzinger. He scrambled to get away from Hawkinson, who was really threatening him for a sack.
One more impressive tackle we've seen tonight. Bradley Kretzinger, open field tackle. As I said, stressed earlier, huge for both teams tonight. And Bradley able to make a huge play for the Charter. I think I saw a lot of grass in front of Bradley there. Could have gone 20 or more there. Bradley able to make a play for the Chargers.
He definitely did have a pretty big hole. Could have saved a lot more yards. And it is going to be 2nd and 6 for Davis County at the 42-yard line. About 5 minutes left, 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. And Davis County is going to take another timeout. That is their third timeout.
Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics. And if you're just tuning in tonight, you're listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Looks like there was some movement up front for Davis County. That's going to push him back another 5 yards and yet another flag. So really, both teams have had a lot of flags. It's not been one-sided.
Yeah, but I want to see a flag count here at the end of the first half. We'll try to get that for you guys. Have to clean it up for both teams here tonight.
And Huff's got it. Another bundle set. Shotgun formation. He's going to hand it off, but he is stuck. Oh, wow. Breaks the tackle in the backfield. He's got running room down the middle, but he's stopped for a gain of about 6 yards. The Chargers had three guys tackling him in the backfield, and he was able to break free and gain of about 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah, Davis County putting together a small drive here about at the 50 here. Zach Hobbs showing some of his athleticism there, showing the reason he got experience last year and showing why he's our biggest playmaker this year.
It's going to be 3rd and 5 for Davis County. Really looking for a third down conversion here. It's been a while since they've gotten one. And Huff's going to keep it again. Spin move up the middle. He's got running room. First down, Davis County. That's going to move the chains.
Huff kind of taking over here, making big plays. Now I want to give up on this game. Davis County making a search here about at the 49-yard line of Sheraton.
First time Davis County has really drove down the field since that first drive they had. Really looking good so far.
Yep. definitely not too late, but it's about to be too late if David County needs to put some points on the board or at least have a really good drive and get the field position in the favorable spot.
Clock is running down in the first half. There's about 4 minutes and 30 seconds yet to go. They're definitely eating away from clock here. Us got him at the 49-yard line. Chargers send a house blitz. He's going to drop back to throw deep to Davis, and he misses it. It's overthrown by a matter of feet. That had touchdown written all over it.
Yep, great play by Davis County. They're setting it up for a little screen pass, had a guy slip backside, and barely overthrown off his back, off Hoff's back foot. Back foot, sorry about that. Barely not able to complete that.
This is going to be touchdown. Second and 10. Davis County going to the air a little bit more this drive. They've gone already twice. That's double what they have this whole game. And we're at the 49-yard line, second and 10. Huff's got a man in motion. And it is a double counter. Chase Altenhoff was not fooled. He drops him at the line of scrimmage. Chase Altenhoff's been all over the field today, really putting his nose in the football.
That's the big thing there, I think, is experience there. I think younger Chargers might have had the same athleticism as they do now, except you see they're not being able to be fooled. They've been here. They've had that play. They've had counters, misdirections, and able to do their job and trust other players, I'm sure. And that's huge for them this year, Adam, is trust. Trust one another, make the play in their position. Don't try to not do your part.
And that's going to hand it off up the middle. And the blitz from the Chargers were able to stop him at the line of scrimmage. Again, the Chargers have been sending the blitz pretty much this whole night, sending a lot of pressure on Huff in the back there.
Yeah, Lee Kane is sending his defense tonight, trusting his backs to get one-on-one coverage. Davis County might need to get the ball off quick. They're going to have one-on-one coverage tonight. Let's see if they can take advantage of it later in this game. They have the quarterback in Zach Huff.
It is 4th and 11, and it looks like Davis County has brought out the punt team yet again. They were unable to convert their third down opportunity.
I think Kobe Richmond back.
Yeah, that is Kobe Richmond. He's just about for the injury.
Ooh.
It was almost blocked again. Kobe Richmond feels that he's running hard up the middle towards the left side sideline. He cuts it back, but he is stopped at about the 29-yard line where the Chargers will take over with 2 minutes and 53 seconds to go. Chargers lead it 23-0.
Kent Construction. Kent Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help you with all your moving projects. They do it all. Ponds, terraces, and tiling. Give Kevin Kent Construction a call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth with their GPS and laser-controlled equipment. Kent Construction.
Yeah, Aaron Kent has really continued his great performance this week from last week. He had 160 yards passing with 3 touchdowns with no interceptions last week. Really continuing that great performance, Eric, this week.
Yeah, I was talking to T.J. Hawkinson about it, you know, after the game. I said, great job, T.J. And first credit he gave was his linemen up front, actually. Had them all over and stuff. That's kind of leader T.J. is, and Bradley and Aaron. You got to give the line the credit. Starts up front, ends up front. Shannon's line, like we said, is critical for the Chargers' success this year.
Yeah, for a great of player T.J. is, he's very humble, and he will not, whenever you ask him a question about how great he's doing, he's really going to go back to the line because really it all starts with them. And there was another flag for the Chargers, another false start. It's going to be 1st and 15 with about 2 minutes and 52 seconds left to go. Kane's got it out of shock, and he's rolling right. He finds Bradley Crutzinger on the sideline, and he runs a guy over.
Saw 3 guys over.
Gained him about 15 yards. Wow, he put his head down and just ran over a Davis County defender.
That's things Bradley can do. He's a tough-nosed kid, you know, in basketball practice. Performance finger, you'll hear a big pop, and he'll get up, shake it off. You know, that's the kind of kid Bradley is. That's a football player you want for your team if you're Chris Meiser tonight.
Yeah, and Chargers were looking for another offensive player to step up other than TJ, and Bradley Crutzinger took on that call. It's 1st and 10 for the Chargers at the 45-yard line. Sanders is in motion. He's going to hand it off to Sanders on the counter. Sanders has got a lot of speed up the sideline. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, and he looks like he stopped at the 1-yard line, but he broke the pylon. Wow, he had a big surge of speed right there for Dylan Sanders.
Dylan Sanders, his outside as good as anybody in 3A out. I'll make that statement right now. The personal experience of playing with him and witnessing it up here, Dylan Sanders got to the sideline there.
found a crease and made a couple cuts. But how about that touchdown-saving tackle by the Dave County player? He made a great route to the Speedy Sanders, who was definitely faster than him, so he had to make a great route and was able to stop him at the one-yard line.
Yep, a lot of pride there seen by Davis County, not giving up on the play, not letting touchdown score in that one play.
And Kane's got it out of the shotgun at the one-yard line. Kane's going to hit it off to what looks like Boldrev, and he is in for the touchdown. The Chargers go up 29-0 with 2 minutes and 22 seconds yet to play.
Very, very big lead here for Sheraton. Game's not quite out of hand, but it's getting there for the Chargers. Davis County has to respond here, but without not necessarily scoreboard-wise, Davis County has to make some positive plays here in the, going in the second half.
And Jackson Fisher's got the PAT squad out there looking to go up 30-0 here. Chargers, you could tell they're really hungry, not only for this win, but they are hungry for a playoff appearance.
Exactly, Adam. Playoffs huge here. Talking to Kurt Schmeiser, you know, he deserves a great coach for the Chargers.
Aaron Kane's got a good hold here. Up Jackson puts it right through the uprights. Chargers go up 30-0. 2 minutes and 22 seconds yet to play in this second half. Chargers have really put it on Davis County in this game.
Yes, they have. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. Joe Millage over at KIIC and all his crew does a great job. Very, very humbling to be able to be on the broadcast for them tonight.
Especially as me and you being in high school, Derek, it's always fun. Always been almost a dream of mine to do this thing. I never knew I could ever be able to do this.
Yeah, definitely. Our AD over there, Tim Miller, Joe's brother, kind of helped set this up with Joe. And definitely Miller's family is one of my favorite. Ever since Tim got here at AD, you know, a lot of improvements. You know, physically a lot of improvements. But the biggest thing for me since Tim Miller's got here is school pride. You know, that's one of the biggest things for him. Shoehorn Sheraton Charger, and he's always had a ton of pride. Just, you know, the atmosphere when he's around is definitely special. Something I'll always remember.
Yeah, not only the physical things he brings as, like, new improvements to the field, but he also brings a lot of positive energy towards Sheraton schools and really gets people involved in school activities and makes it exciting to be a Sheraton Charger.
For sure. Mr. Miller, AD Mr. Miller, and then Coach Graves over there from Davis County were talking before the game. Sharon was able to get some renovations, but not able to pass the bond. I think Davis County is about to pass a bond here coming up soon. We talked about it. Davis County really excited about their bond for a couple new things here.
And Davis County is going to field the kick from Jackson Fisher, and he's got a crease. Davis County return man is going to take it all the way to the 45-yard line. Great field position. And as you're saying, Derek, Davis County, they're really in need of some new improvements. Their softball field, they don't really even have a fence out there.
Nope, it doesn't seem like they do. You know, Davis County's had some great teams here, but renovation would be huge for their school, for their spirit, for their pride. I'm hoping they can get one passed. Definitely, though, Davis County basketball gym, had a lot of experience there, a lot of tough games. It's kind of special to play there almost. Coach Kruger there is from Davis County, and you can kind of, you know, it's a tough place to play. You can tell it's home for them.
And Huff's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to drop back. He's going to roll right. He's got it. He's going to throw it. It looks like it is incomplete.
Huff doing everything he can for Davis County here tonight. Mason doing everything he can as well. Line's not doing bad. There's some pressure up front, but it's cool to see Huff and all the Davis County not giving up here and still trying to make plays for their team.
And back to the Grants. Davis County, especially for kids, pride in the community. If they see that the community votes and approves this grant, they're really going to take pride in their community. They might even want to live here when they grow older. If there's no improvements made, they're going to feel that no one cares about them. And if they know someone's out there looking out for them, they might even stick around in Davis County.
Exactly. Contentment is not exciting. I don't think Davis County is content. I think talking to Coach Graves over there, they're excited about improvements, and I think you're going to see some improvements here coming up soon. I think Davis County people are ready for these improvements, as was Sheraton. We're getting new basketball floors, a lot of great new improvements on the football field, new uniforms.
And as we were talking, Huff took a quarterback sneak up the middle for a first down, and he's got at the Charger 45-yard line. And it looks like Mason is going to take the handoff. He's going to roll. He's going to run to the left. He bounces it outside. Got a great gain of about 15 yards for Davis County. That's another Davis County Mustang first down. He's got the Davis County side is pumped up.
Still running hard here. Great job getting it outside there, making a couple guys miss and jumping over a certain defender with his head down.
After the move of the chains, there's about a minute, 20 seconds left to go in this game. Davis County is hustling. They're going to try getting a touchdown before they go to the locker room here.
Sharon called a timeout there. Good timeout for Sharon. I think they have a couple of youths here. A couple of guys could use a break. A couple of guys playing both ways. And Sharon here getting a break. Coach Smizer not wanting Mason to get to the outside on them.
That's definitely something Sharon has had to do over the years. Being one of the smaller 3A schools, they're always, maybe not Davis County this game, but when they get to play those big 3A schools like Pella and Norwalk, they're going to be outmanned because they've got guys playing both sides, but Norwalk and Pella got enough guys that can play just one side of the ball and be really refreshed.
Yep, exactly. Conditioning actually is a huge part of football, and for Chargers it screams huge because Sharon has to be in better shape than everybody else because they have to, a lot of their guys have to play both ways, and that's tough. I know a lot of 3A teams, some of their best players play both ways, but Sharon, smaller numbers, smaller town, have to play both ways. But Coach Smizer, and Coach Lee Sandy, Coach Lee Kane, have done a great job by doing what they can with the players they have, coaching them hard. And you know what? Sharon's definitely really prideful about their football here. Thanks to those coaches.
And the offense back onto the field. Davis County, they got it. It's first and 10. Huff's going to drop back to pass. Hawkinson was there for the sack. It is a loss of a big 10 yards. Really big blow for Davis County as they had a surge of momentum.
Yeah, big, huge loss there. I think probably 15-yard loss there. That can't happen if you're Davis County right now. It's a big-time play by T.J. Hawkinson, as we've heard enough tonight. But we're probably not done here, and a big-time play out of T.J. and the Sharon defense.
Yeah, that Davis County O-line is really struggling with T.J. Hawkinson and his athletic ability to get to the backfield and really get some pressure on Huff.
You know, I think that's the biggest improvement for TJ personally from a good friend and coach standpoint is his ability. Last year he's great offensively and good defensive player, but this year I think he's almost gone into a two-way player. Don't you agree? Defensively and offensively.
That's right. I mean, with his athletic ability, you're able to do that, especially at the high school level.
Yep.
And there's a minute and 14 yet to play. Chargers lead at 30-0. Davis County is going to look for a score to go before they go into the locker room.
Grace Baptist Church. Listen to services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. at 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 4th Street, Sheraton, Iowa.
And Huff's going to keep it up the middle for a gain of about what looks like about 9 yards. It's going to be about 3rd and 11 for Davis County with 57 seconds yet to go in this first half.
Yep, Davis County trying to put one in here late in the first half. Almost necessary for them.
Huff's drop back to pass. He's going to pump fake, run it up the middle. He's got a little room, and he's dropped. Looks like Bradley Kruxinger there for the tackle.
About three guys injured. Just getting up slowly there. Took a big hit both ways. Huff put his head down and tied through there, but Sharon's getting up slowly. Huff's a big-time athlete for Davis County here. We've seen a couple plays tonight that were just the kind of wild from the outsider's view here. And Davis County needs to put one in here towards the end of the first half. 20 seconds left. 30-0 for Sheraton.
And Sheraton is going to take another timeout with about 38 seconds left to go, trying to figure things out defensively. Davis County has really drove it down the field with a lot of determination here, try to get a score in before half, really changed the momentum.
And if you're just listening, all the scores, one station, KIIC. And since he's right behind us right now, speaking of the devil, Tim Miller just walked up behind us. Now he's gone, but kind of got a little smile. Good to look at him. He's a funny guy. We kind of have competition who gels our hair better and stuff at school. I think I'm winning tonight. This is Tim Miller.
Derek, you definitely brought your game today. Huff drops back to pass. He throws a deep one down the sideline towards the end zone. And it looks like it was tipped by Aaron Kane, it looks like, for the defender. And it is now the Chargers will take over 1st and 5 because that was 4th down. With about 32 seconds yet to go. We'll see if the Chargers try to get another score or they're just going to go into the half with a 30-0 lead and knee it.
Great job by Nick Ryan, Bradley Cruz here, and Chance Ward's bringing the pressure from the linebacker position. and guarding if they have to. Nick Ryan, I see him tonight. Has kind of a bummed up knee right now, but he's able to guard. I see him out on some wide receivers and tight ends tonight. A very versatile player by Nick Ryan and Bradley Cressinger. Chance Ward's hitting hard tonight.
Looks like the Chargers are going to try to get another score. Aaron Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He drops back to pass. He throws a deep one down to the sideline. Of course, Dylan Sanders, but it's... Dylan Sanders had a little crease, just a little underthrown from Aaron Kane.
First miss of the night for Aaron Kane, throwing-wise. Done a great job setting his feet and getting the ball out. A little underthrown there, but see if he can respond here. I think Chargers are still trying to be aggressive. Punch one in here with 20 seconds. Chris might have a lot of confidence in his offense right now. I think he feels like they can put yards up on anybody.
They got a long ways to go. They're at their own 25-yard line with only 24 seconds yet to go. They got a long ways to go to get this touchdown. And Aaron Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's got twins on both sides. He's got a ton of time. Throws a deep one. Tries to find Dylan Sanders, but it is picked off by a Davis County defender. And he is tackled out of bounds. No, he cuts it up the middle. He's going to take it all the way to the Charger 25-yard line.
Wow, big turn of events there. If about 10 seconds left on the 20-yard line, if they can punch it in here, that'd be a huge mistake from the Sheridan Chargers. But we'll see if Sheridan's defense prevails.
Yeah, they got an opportunity here. Aaron Kane threw his first interception of the year.
Yep, Aaron been extremely efficient. I think Dylan was open there, but safety made a great play getting in front.
Yeah, that was a very good return from the Davis County defender, and he was able to put him in striking distance here. About 5 seconds yet to go in the first half. Looks like there was some movement up front. Let's see who it's on here.
I think we're going to get the flag count here during this halftime. We're going to try to they're pretty sloppy both ways tonight. Both teams need to clean it up the second half, move forward in their season, need to have some cleaner games to win close games here.
And that's going to be on Davis County. That's going to put them back 5 yards. Really, now that's going to put them back a lot farther. It's going to be a lot harder to punch one into the end zone here.
Yep, a little bit farther, even until the first down marks, but definitely possible here.
And Huff's got it out of the shotgun. He's got twins to his left. He drops back to pass, pump fakes, and he throws a deep one to the left side, and it was a touchdown, Davis County. Davis County with the interception and was able to turn around and get a touchdown the very next play. And that is concludes the time of the first half. They're going to have a chance to tack on some extra point here. Wow, what a turn of event for Davis County.
Yep, great play by Huff, throwing it up, giving the wide receiver a chance there. Davis County, you can hear the crowd screaming over here. Still a pretty big gap between the scores here, but definitely a big-time play for Davis County. I think they're going for the two-point conversion here.
Huff's got it out of the shotgun. Mason to his left. He's going to hand it off the middle. It looks like he is in for the two-point conversion. They cut the lead. It is 30 Chargers to 8 Davis County. That concludes our first half.
If you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
All right, we're going to hang it out for the first half here. Chargers lead it 30-8 into the locker room.
We're gonna have a quick interview here with Tim Rose for a little bit for your quick halftime show. If do you want to go get Tim real fast, Adam? He'll be here any second. Got a few questions to ask. Mr. Miller cares a lot more natural with this than me. So,
are you kidding? You guys are tearing it up. All I hear about is how good a job you guys are doing. I listened to you guys last Saturday, and you guys were awesome. And I'm looking forward to waking up early tomorrow morning and turning the radio on and hearing you two at it again. So
definitely, thank you. So we have a couple questions here. First off, what's your thoughts on the first half of the game so far tonight?
You know, it's been a good first half for the Chargers. Obviously, the pick there that led to the score, that's going to hurt a little bit going into halftime. But, you know, I think the defenses look good for the most part. You know, the first drive of the game had us a little worried. Davis County really moved the ball well that first drive. But, since then, the Chargers have really been able to shut down, especially the Davis County run game. Offensively, you know, Dylan Sanders, when he gets to the outside, he just turns that gear on and can get to the outside, you know, a couple touchdown passes to T.J. Hockenson. Yep. So, you know, it's important, you know, that the game's not out of reach by any means. It's not won yet. So I know there's some things that the coaches are going to be talking about at halftime. And as you get into district play next week at State L, there's things we have to fix. And I'm sure that even despite a 30-8 lead at halftime, there's plenty of things that the coaches are going to be pointing out at half that the Chargers need to clean up in the second half.
Definitely. Big turn of events there. Still a pretty big gap in the ball game, but definitely a big momentum switch for Davis County there. Shouldn't be aggressive, which you got to like their confidence in their offense there, but it turned against them a little bit there, but they'll get the ball here in the second half, I believe.
You can second guess that call, you know, trying to go for another score before halftime rather than just letting the play clock, you know, the clock wind down and going with a 30-0 lead, but excuse me.
That's it.
Oh, I've had a bug all week, so I can't get over it. I'm sorry about that, but yeah, you can second guess that call, but you know, a lot of teams would have done the same thing, so.
Another big question we have here is so our new court just came in, first of all, the volleyball game there Tuesday. Can you tell us some of people's feelings and the excitement you feel around the court? What improvements, how it's going to help us?
Well, you know, the thing that I really enjoy about Sheraton is they are so committed to the school and what's going on in the school. And you drive down, you know, to Hy-Vee and people see and they ask, hey, how's that court coming or what's the court look like? Everybody has been so interested in that court, which is exciting because many of them grew up playing on the court. Many of them have kids that have graduated on that court and played on that court. So it's just it's a really neat thing when you think about the heritage that goes into a basketball court or, you know, a football field or anything associated with school. And Sheridan's always been so great about, just embracing the school. But, yeah, the court is great. We had a great crowd against Clark on Tuesday. I've been to 3 years worth of volleyball games, and I think that was the most amped up our crowd, and our girls just seemed to feed off a new energy on Tuesday with the court, and they got the sweep against Clark. And so, you know, we got another big volleyball game against a highly ranked Eddyville team on Tuesday, and we hope for another big crowd and hope that the girls come out. But, yeah, what a great thing for our kids and our community to be able to play on a beautiful, brand-new court, and I know that you're chomping at the bit. I was told that you tried to sneak into the high school to be the first one to shoot on it, but I have to tell you, Derek, that I was the absolute first to make it on the new court. I'm sorry, but I had to take that for
I don't know if you made it. I think you might have. I think you're a little too old now to make him.
Yeah, you're actually right. I attempted the first shot. You probably made the first shot. I attempted the first shot.
I don't know. I think my excitement. I kind of had new nerves because of the new gym. So I think with no one even watching, I had some nerves to shoot on it. So I might have missed long a couple times, but definitely, like you said, exciting for us players and high schoolers to play on. It's kind of like you said, a new energy for all of us. Kind of walking in the gym, and you kind of it's not very often you walk across the balcony and just smile at something. And when you have a new floor, it's definitely something to smile about. And also another thing you talked about a little bit is the volleyball girls here. Can you tell us how their season's gone so far and how what your thoughts are on them this year for their potential?
Yeah, you know, your class, the senior class this year is just a special group of kids, great kids on and off the courts in the fields. And, you know, like you said, they had a good game on Tuesday. They got a lot of potential, and I was really pleased with the effort that they put forth on Tuesday. You know, the big test is going to be this Tuesday when Eddyville comes in. You know, can we compete? Can we hang with Eddyville and give ourselves a chance? And that's, you know, that's kind of that next step that this team, I think, needs to take. They play well at times, but the consistency, and then when you get to a challenge like Eddyville, can you rise up and, you know, give them a run for their money and perhaps come away with the victory? So I think that's really what Coach Kane's challenge is get them to that level and give them a chance to knock off a highly ranked team that the South Central Conference favorite for the year.
Definitely. I'm excited. Going to have to make it up to one of those games. Everybody, Sharon Volleyball is definitely on the rise. Coach Kane over there does a great job. And you've probably heard Kane quite a few times tonight. In case you don't know, Lee Kane is our Sheridan defense coordinator, and then Aaron Kane is the quarterback and cornerback for Sheridan. A lot of good Kane athletes out there. I know Jana was a really good volleyball player herself.
And definitely heard a lot of stories about her, but definitely fun for the volleyball girls. And as you touched on earlier, the senior leadership out of those girls is awesome in all sports, kind of watching softball and stuff, you know. Those girls have done a great job of really coming into their own these last couple of years here.
Yeah,
girls sports.
Yeah, and you know, we were so happy this summer when they told us that we were going to get the floor, because would we have liked to get the floor for a lot of different groups of kids? Absolutely. And, you know, you feel for the kids that graduated last year, the year before, you know, they still had a great time and had great opportunities. But, you know, everybody wants to play on something new and get the new. But we were so happy that this special group of seniors was going to be able to enjoy, you know, a new floor and a lot of improvements at the football field, a lot of improvements all over the district that we're just really excited for and, you know, continue to hope to move that direction just in fixing up and kind of bringing us up to speed with everybody else.
Definitely. It's exciting. Sharon sports are exciting right now. As a lot of things going on at Sheraton, Sheraton Ivy making a lot of improvements. If you're from another town nearby Sheraton listening, or you have a grandson you're listening to, if you're in Sheraton, you're going to have to try out the fairly new Sheraton restaurant. It's been there often. It's a great place. It's kind of a nice, fancy place between, like, just a place you can just go, just kind of casual. It's a perfect place for Sheraton, and I'm excited to have it there to eat at and stuff.
Yeah, and on Saturdays, I'm sure they'll have the Iowa-Iowa State game, and maybe you and Adam already talked about this prediction tomorrow.
I think Iowa.
Because Derek, you remember what you predicted TCU by last night?
W.
Well, I don't know. They're not the number two ranked team in the nation. I'll just say that.
I think they got a couple bugs out. The defense, I think, lost 10 out of 11 guys, so that's kind of scary.
I thought maybe you were going to tell me that they were playing in Minneapolis and the temperature got to
them. No, that's actually a Kansas.
Yeah.
And, I don't think there was an excuse for TCU there last night, but definitely, I think we're going to see them in the playoffs. I have a couple of Gatorade bets with a lot of people. Anyone online bet? No, I'm kidding. But
that's an NCAA violation.
Yeah, we can't.
You better not do
never,
that.
Never bet a Gatorade or anything. We've never done that. But, Iowa and Iowa State, kind of interested to see how their teams are going to be this year. Iowa football with a long-haired killer, CJ Bedford. We actually got CJ Groot on play a little bit tonight. Did you catch any of that game?
I did, and a lot of people are like, "Well, what'd you think?" And I thought, well, you know, at first I thought, I don't know if I'm rooting for him or not.
Yeah.
But the moment the game went on, I was rooting for him. He's a good, he's a good kid, and he gave Iowa four great years of leadership and a lot of wins on the field. And as the game went on, I was rooting for him. I was glad, you know, he had kind of a rough patch. Not all those were his picks. But, he put him in a position that they could have won. And I think he's gonna have a good year at Michigan. You know, Harbaugh, a great quarterback coach. So how could you not like to play for a guy like Harbaugh?
Exactly.
He's going to have a good year. And, we just hope that C.J. Beathard is able to have a little better year for us. So.
I think they say C.J. is a little more aggressive than Rudock, which as we saw here late in the half, it's really good at some points. At some points, it can hurt you, but you kind of have to outweigh the negatives and positives, like, you know, as being a coach and stuff.
Yeah, they live and die by the sword at times, and sometimes it's a great move, and sometimes it's a bad move. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Everybody can always go back and say, well, I wish I would have done that, or I shouldn't have done that. So.
Yep, exactly. And then Iowa State, we have you and I in Iowa State, so pretty much all three of the bigger schools in Iowa playing this week. Iowa and Iowa State and you and I think that's a good game. It's sold out, if I believe so.
Yeah, new south end zone is all completed, and I know a lot of people are excited to see that. You know, as an AD, that I was reading somewhere this week, though, that they put a new sound system in a few years ago, but the sound system was designed for an open-ended stadium. So the sound has been awesome in Jack Trice Stadium because it's been able to do what it needed to do on an open-end stadium. Well, now that they've closed it in, they didn't do anything with the sound. So they've had some issues this week with testing the sound, and they really don't know what's going to happen until tomorrow with sound, the reverb, all the, you know, echoing and things like that. So it'll be interesting, you know, as somebody that has to manage, you know, games and think about that stuff. I'm wondering what Pollard and all of his crew are thinking about tonight. Like, will it work? Will people be able to hear this? But another good game, and I think, you know, you and I beat them the last time that they came to Ames, and, I know that you and I is not a slouch by any means, so, the Cyclones are going to need to be ready for the Panthers.
I think Paul Rhodes, It's actually a very big game for Paul Rhodes.
How did he finish out his career? I think a lot of people are...
Sorry about the delay there. Kind of went off the line there. Sorry you missed the second half of me and Mr. Miller's AD is interview. Hopefully you caught a lot of it in the first, but we're back here in the second half. Early Sheridan got the ball and fumbled, and Davis County here making a run on about the Sheridan's 30 in their territory. We'll see if they can punch it in here. We're live with Adam Kasker here on KIIC. Here we go, Adam.
Yep. Huff's got his offense. He's got the shotgun. He's going to keep it up the middle, up the right side for a gain of about 3 yards. The Chargers started off with the ball, and they had a run right up the middle of Muldrow. He wasn't able to hold on to the snap and lost it, and Davis County took over on the first play of the half.
Yep, kind of big turn of events there, but see if Sheridan can handle some adversity here as Davis County's been able to respond here early.
We got about 8 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in this one. Chargers lead it 30-8.
In the interview, we talked a lot about Sheridan sports and the excitement with baseball, basketball, football, volleyball, and just it's exciting. But
and Huff takes it. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got open receivers downfield, but he's going to overthrow. It looks like it is intercepted in the end zone by a Charger defender.
That was a great catch, great interception by, cannot see who that was by, but that was a great play. He jumped over a couple of Davis County guys.
Almost looked like it was either Nick Ryan or Bradley Crutzinger there for the interception. Great play. That gives the Chargers the ball back after giving it up in the first half, giving them another chance here. It was 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter. They lead it 30-8.
Yep, Sheridan had a long drive here, field position for Davis County, but that was a big play. But Sheridan able to turn the possession around. Sheridan needs to punch it in here, keep the ball moving, or Davis County can make a comeback here. Momentum on Davis County tied.
He's got it out of the shotgun here. He's got twins to his both sides. Both sides, T.J. Hawkinson. He's got a safety over help on him. And he's going to hand it off to Sanders on the counter for a gain of about 4 or 5 yards.
Yep, Dylan's done a great job all night getting outside, making a few hard moves and exploding. And there you see Dylan Sanders get picked up about 5. Great blocking up front by Trevin Nance.
That run he had in the first half was one of the greatest runs I've ever seen him have. I've never seen him run that fast. I know he's a fast guy, but that was one of the fastest I've ever seen Dylan Sanders run.
Yep, a quick update on another score. Centerville 15, Knoxville 14.5. Kind of an interesting score there. We'll keep you updated on that.
Aaron Kane's got that shotgun with 2 twins. And he's going to hand it off to Boldrev again. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to leave him close to a first down. It's going to be 3rd and short.
And Smith's Body Shop. If you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfect painted and shined vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith's Body Shop.
Back to that Centerville-Knoxville game. Chargers really took it to Centerville in the last game. I'm happy to see Centerville how they're able to turn it around here in the second week against Knoxville.
Exactly. Great point. Knoxville's had a great team the last couple of years, a lot of speed, and Centerville able to bounce back. That's what sports and football is about here in high school football. You got to be able to bounce back after a bad game. Season's never over until it's over.
Sanders comes in motion. Kane drops back to pass. He's looking for Hawkinson. He's come back and he makes the reception. It's going to be a gain of about 9 yards, close to a first down.
That was almost kind of interesting play there. TJ was getting bumped and unable to get past his guy and kind of last second made a hard, quick move, turned around, got about an 8 yard gain. Great job by TJ using his body, as we said earlier. TJ does a great job. And great job by Ryan there holding him, giving him some time to pass there.
It's going to be second and about inches here for the Chargers. There's about 7 minutes left to play in this third quarter. They lead at 30-8, pretty comfortable lead here. They're really going to be looking forward to tack on to this lead. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Sanders comes in motion. He's going to get it off the counter, cuts up into the middle of the field. Gain of about 2 yards. That's enough for a Charger first down. That's going to move the chains. And they're going to be at about their own 43-yard line here.
TJ Hawkinson
is getting bumped up there by Tyler Prevost, and he's a sophomore, 5'8" sophomore, guarding T.J. Hawkins. And let's see if they can take advantage of that. But the young shorter fellow is doing a great job on him so far this half on the first play.
As you know, T.J. does have 2 touchdowns so far, 7 away from his record. Caden pans it off to Boulder. If he's going to cut it out to the outside about towards the sideline, gain of about 12 yards, that's going to move the chains for the Chargers.
Yep, Chargers getting towards the Davis County territory, about on Davis County's 45-yard line. See if they can punch it in here. Davis County's done a good job the last couple possessions of slowing Sharon down and not letting T.J. get too many big plays. You know, he's going to have little gains at yard at will, but you can't let him get over top on you.
Definitely dangerous receiver towards the deep. He's dangerous in the deep pass and short pass. There's not much you can do about it, though. Kane's got another shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Boulder. If he drops the snap again, he fumbles it, and Davis County is going to recover yet again. Second time this half in 2 drives, the Chargers turn it over.
Sloppy by the Chargers. They're unable to capitalize on great field position there. Big play by Davis. Almost an unforced area turnover by Sheraton there in the exchange between Boulder, Evan, and Kane. Not necessarily one person's fault, but Sharon, as a team, has to get this thing cleaned up if they want to tack on some points here. Davis County down 30-7. Half 30-8.
30-8,
yep. Needs to get a score in here to make this thing representable.
And Elf's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to keep it towards the left side. Chase Holmoff and keeps him inside, and he's going to be brought down. But it looks like Nick Ryan was there first for the Chargers.
Great job by Chase keeping him inside, and then Nick Ryan making an open field tackle. I can't stress that enough this game. Both these teams kind of play more of a spread offense, and open field is going to be huge question in the second half to see where this game ends up towards the fourth quarter.
Chargers, as you know, have been bringing the blitz all night. The Davis County offense has been predictable. They started to go to the air a little bit more towards the end of the second half, but really predictable. Been running the ball up the middle a lot. As you see now, Huff keeps it up the middle. He's going to be dropped for no gain. Looks like Tim Good was there on the tackle.
You know, I think this possession, the most important thing is to have a good long drive. They're going to punch it in for Davis County, but they have time is not on their side right now. It's on the Sharon Chargers side. They need to get the ball moving in quick amount of time. Time's counting down here in Davis County.
It is 3rd and 8 for Davis County. It's only 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. They've been eating a lot of clock so far. And they got Twins towards the right. Could be looking at pass right here for Davis County. He's got a man in motion. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to be a screen pass. He's looking for some running room towards the outside. Gain of about 6 yards. That's going to be close to a first down, but not close enough. It looked like number 48 had the reception. It was Nick Prevo.
Great play there by Davis County on the screen. Sheridan kind of bit there. We might have jinxed some, kind of got out of position there, a couple of linebackers, but linebackers doing a good job all night, but they're out of position, and Davis County able to get some yards back.
It looks like there is a Davis County player injured right now. We have a break in our action, Derek.
Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide a full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly and customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sharon Sports. And if you're just tuning in again, you're listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
And back to the halftime show with AD Tim Millage. I heard you guys talking about my Cardinals a little bit. What were you guys?
Actually, I think everybody out there is wondering what we were talking about. That's kind of where we got cut off there. I think we were more talking about the Cardinals to give one of our listeners right now, Coach Jake Schroeder, some crap, but
definitely rides me about the Cardinals. He thinks the Cubs are going to be the greatest team ever. We'll have to see. He's predicting the decade of dominance, but so far, I'm not seeing it yet.
Yep, Mr. Miller's kind of talked about Cubs went on a big winning streak, and still unable to top the Cardinals on that leaderboard.
That's one of the better divisions in the league. They got the Cubs would actually be leading in a lot of the divisions around the league. So that top-notch division of the Pirates, Cardinals, and Cubs. A lot of competition.
And we also slightly sketched about the lights, as we said earlier. Thanks, Coach Jake Schroeder's fundraisers, getting them on the right track. And I know you're excited about the lights.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a completely different atmosphere, and it makes baseball a lot funner. And when we're back in action here, Huff's got it, and they're going to be deep punting now. Fourth down. It's a really good punt. Kobe Richmond deck to receive, and it's going to take a Davis County bounce inside the 10-yard line.
What a punt.
About a 50-yard punt with a good bounce with Davis County. That's going to have some tough field position for the Chargers. Let's see if they can get out of it.
Yep, looking to establish the run here early. Gotta stop turning it over for the Chargers, but so far this game they've done had a pretty good balance between run and pass. Let's see if they can continue that here in Davis County. See if they can get another stop. A couple possessions here have been stopped. Big question for Davis County with their new faces in the lineup here. But can they get stops in the second half of games? That's going to be big for them in district play this year.
And obviously the key for the Sheraton Chargers is getting Dylan Sanders in the open field. He's been doing he did a great job of it in the first half. Let's see if he can continue that. He's been coming on the counters a lot, and Davis County hasn't been able to stop it.
Dead ball there. I think I see single man coverage on TJ Hawkinson. There's almost the alert button if you're Davis County coaches for that. So beeping noise, that can't happen if you want to get stopped. If you're Davis County, you gotta put a guy over top on him. I'm sure even a guy over top might not even be enough, but that's got to be the minimal.
It looks like there is a flag on Davis County. That's going to take some pressure off the Chargers as they were backed up into their own end zone from the great punt by the Davis County punter. Aaron Kane brings his offense to the line of scrimmage here. TJ Hawkinson split out left. He's got one man bumping him. Not much safety help over there. We're going to see what happens here. Kane's going to hand it off up the middle again, what looks like Boldrev, and he's got no gain. Davis County had a gang of tacklers there to stop him. It's going to be 2nd and 10.
You know, Sharon, that is a long ways to go. Davis County definitely has a field possession battle. One heat on this possession, this certain possession, but you kind of see a little bit more flair out of Davis County in the second half. They've thrown their feet a little bit more, not playing on their heels so much, because Sharon's almost on their heels right now. Let's see how Sharon responds, and Davis County's done a great job responding so far.
Yeah, Davis County's coach must have said something to him in the half because they came out to play. And Boulder has got it on the outside. He's got a nice carry. Hand it off from Aaron Kane. He's going to be close to a first down here.
Great outside block by Trevin Nance and Chase Aldenhoff in there.
Yeah, the Chargers really use Trevin Nance. They pull him a lot to be a lead blocker, and it works out a lot.
You know, Trevin's a tall, big, strong guy. Can really move pretty nice, though. Trevin gets up on that pull and able to open some gaps for Dylan Sanders and Alex Boulder. And TJ, we talked about a lot tonight. His blocking has improved. You can kind of see that on these runs. Used to be more of a pass-first tight end. Now you use him for defense, but definitely a run blocker right now, too. And that's going to be huge for him in Iowa. We haven't talked much about him about going to Iowa. What's your thoughts on his impact when he gets there?
Well, as you said, Iowa's really looking for him to be able to block. At the collegiate level, you can't just be a pass-first tight end. You got to be able to block, especially at Iowa. They're going to run the ball a lot. They use their tight ends to block as well as in the red zone for touchdowns. I think he's going to work out really well at Iowa being a touchdown threat like he is.
Yep. TJ held offers from Eastern Michigan, Iowa State, and Iowa, and chose Iowa when they pulled. He probably would have got a few more high major Division I offers, but Iowa's kind of that place. We talked about it. Kurt Ferentz kind of has that effect on people. Iowa definitely kind of has that spark that must have turned his mind, but Iowa State's a great school as well. Definitely either one would have been a good choice, but Iowa's the choice he made, and excited to see the future Hawkeye as my friend and as a player here in the future.
Yeah, Iowa fans are really hopeful for the coming years. They're really looking for a turnaround season. As myself, I'm really hoping TJ Hawkinson can be a part of the team that would do that for Iowa.
Yep, talking to Trevin the other night, he's interested in playing college football at the next level. I'm not sure where, but visiting a couple Division II and Division III schools here coming up.
Aaron Kane's got out of the truck, and he fakes it to Boldrev. Rolls left. He's got blocks. He's going to run it. Good game, about 15 yards towards the sideline. That's going to be a Charger first down.
Kind of a lost name tonight we haven't brought up because it hasn't quite entered
in this game tonight. First year out is one of my good buddies, good basketball player, Lynn Schuhl. One of the more, the better, most improved players I've ever seen in basketball throughout my playing career. And I think people need to watch out for him this year.
The kid is a workhorse. I'm telling you what, he's been looking really well and really good at basketball open gym.
Could be a good football player for sure in his senior year next year, too.
Especially with his athletic ability. It's going to be really dangerous. And Kane's going to throw a screen pass to Alex Volgar. If he has a spin move to get a couple extra yards, it's going to be a gain of about 7.
You know, Alex, they're able to show off some hands. Didn't get a huge game. Great open field tackle by Treva for Davis County, but Alex, they're showing his hands. I haven't quite seen that out of him. I haven't seen very many passes in him, but Kurt Schmeiser confident in his offense, confident in Alex Holderev on a swing there. And Sheridan has a long way to go here, 70 yards, drive down the field left, but see if Sheridan can punch it in there or David County gets a consecutive stop.
There's 2 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Chargers lead it 30-8. Kane's going to hand it off to Sanders for a counter. He's got open field and room. He's at the 50. He spins this and he's dropped at the 48-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about 20 yards for Dylan Sanders. Just like I said, he's getting into the open space and he can be very dangerous for sure.
Yep, you not only hear the ooh because of Dylan Sanders' speed, but there was a crack back there by Bradley Kretzinger. Put a guy on his feet. I see Bradley's kind of walking a little slow here after he's the one that initiated the hit, but looks like he's okay and the Sheridan offense will continue to drive down the field on Davis County's 45-yard line.
Yeah, they have entered Davis County territory, started from their own 5-yard line, and now they're threatening to score here. Chargers got twins on each side. Kane's going to fake handoff. He's going to keep it himself here, looking for a few yards. He gets about 4. Good game by Aaron Kane. He didn't have much downfield. I talked to him, was well covered.
I don't think they've have they thrown TJ this half yet? See if they can get TJ's getting triple and double covered, or triple and quadruple covered, I guess, this half. And see if they still need to find a way to get him the ball. Sharon coaches do a great job putting him in motion, putting him in single little trips, seeing him doing the best they can in bunch. And we'll see you tonight in the second half if they can get him going a little bit. Me too.
Another thing worth talking about is the amount of sacks the Chargers are giving up, and that is like close to none. Charger O-line is doing a great job protecting Aaron Kane. And Kane drops back to pass. He's going to throw a dart to, looks like, Nick Ryan for the catch. It's going to be a gain of about 12 yards. Another Charger first down.
You know, Davis County did a pretty good job covering there. Nick able to step through the gap and get an open look. But I'm going to tell you something for all you Charger fans listening. Nick Ryan is a football player. I'll tell you what, his hands are unbelievable. Able to catch a lot of things. He has an eye for the football defensively and then offensively there. As you see that catch, Nick Ryan making a big-time catch for the Chargers' back shoulder. Good throw by Aaron Kane. Good blocking.
Looks like the Chargers have a bundle set here. Hawkinson sent in motion to the right side. He's going to run a streak down the field. Aaron Kane drops back fast. Throws a deep one to Hawkinson. And it is caught by TJ Hawkinson, and he's in for the touchdown. I don't know how to describe that one, Derek, but it looks like the Davis County guy caught it, and T.J. Hawkinson just took it out of his hands in for the end zone.
T.J. Hawkinson making a big-time play. I don't know really what else to say about that, folks. You see T.J. go up to the grab there, over 3 guys, break a tackle, score a touchdown, probably a 30-yard touchdown at least.
Yep, but he had at least 3 guys on him, and he just went up and caught it, and that's going to make the Chargers lead it 36-8 with 44 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Jackson Fisher, freshman kicker, is onto the field now to try to tack on the extra point here.
Sharon Toch's response. They must have heard me up here, Adam, because TJ was never a bad idea.
Yeah, whenever you got a guy like TJ Hawkinson, I mean, you can never fail. Just throw it up to him and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And you might say that might just happen against smaller schools or whatever, but he's a proven tight end here for Sheridan the last 4 years since his freshman year. Pretty much no matter who's guarding him, there's a good chance he's going to come down with it and make a play for him.
He's been able to produce even against the top schools, even state champion last year, fellow Dutch. He was able to produce well against fellow last year. And, I mean, they're the best school in the state, as they showed it last year.
Yep, definitely a dominant program there. They do a great job with all their sports.
and it looks like there was some movement up there for the Charger offense. It's going to bring him back 5 yards for this PAT attempt. A little bit longer of an attempt for Jackson Fisher, but I'm sure he could tackle. Oh, well, it looks like they are going for two here. Kane's got it out of the pistol formation. Bradley Crutzinger's in motion. He's going to fake hand it off and a dart to T.J. Hockenson. The two-point conversion is good. Hockenson was wide open in the middle of the end zone. Chargers go up 38-0 with 44 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, but T.J. getting a two-point conversion there. We checked on earlier, but the line right now is winning the front battle for the Chargers. Davis County unable to apply pressure to Eric Kane, and Eric Kane is throwing strikes right now.
That's T.J. Hockenson's third touchdown of the night. He had three last week, and that means he's only six away from the state record, inching closer and closer to a really good milestone.
Yep, T.J. edging closer to that record. It'll be fun for Sharon and all the players for him to get that. Definitely earned it. One of my best friends and your best friends. Hard work pays off.
Yeah, he's one of the hardest workers. We see him every day in the summer at the football field, catching passes from Kelly Lynch. He's a workhorse, right?
Yep.
He's working on routes. The main thing he wants to do is succeed, and it's great to watch. It's great to watch him blossom in front of our eyes.
Yep, exactly. And all these Sharon guys, Kurt Pfizer and all the Sharon coaches have done a good job keeping these guys in the weight room this summer. You can really see increased speed and increased strength from a lot of these Sharon football players.
And Jackson Fisher's got his kick team out there, and he boots one down the middle of the field. And he's going to receive it at about the 5-yard line. He's got some running room up the middle, and he's stopped at the 28-yard line.
Summers Insurance sponsoring touchdown. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support Sharon Chargers and a proud supporter of Chargers touchdown. Just the F. Summers Insurance sponsoring touchdown.
It looked like freshman Hyatt Flanagan on the return for Davis County.
Yep, great play by the young man. I think the freshman for Davis County beat the Chargers tonight, so that's good for Davis County. A lot of potential, as you can see early. Sharon has some potential too, some guys playing up, but both programs here with some young potential.
It's going to be a direct snap to Baird, and he's going to keep it for about a gain of 2 yards here. It's going to be second and eight. Davis County has been really going to the direct snap a lot, as well as the quarterback keeper.
And if you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And as you know, the Chargers did give up a touchdown to end the first half at the last play. That was their first score given up on this young season. So far, Chargers defense has been holding their own.
Yep, Chargers defense and offense done a great job, but penalties for both teams tonight have been kind of sloppy, but hopefully we can get these out these first two games here.
That's going to conclude our third quarter. We go to the fourth. Chargers lead it 38-8. Davis County has the ball. It's going to be second and 10 at their own 28-yard line.
Montauk Convenience Store at the junction of Highway 65 and 34 at Lucas. They have all your convenience store items for you, from gas to a quick bite to eat on the go. Proud sponsor of the Sharon Charger football team. And again, if you're just coming in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And back to the Hawkeyes with TJ. And I just said, the fans are really looking for a turnaround here. For the first time in 12 years, Iowa is getting less than 60,000. They're expecting less than 60,000 at their home opener tomorrow. Derek, you're heading to that game, aren't you, tomorrow?
Yep, I'm actually going on a tour with TJ. And definitely excited for that. But like you said, attendance low for Iowa. This recruiting class for Iowa should, hopefully they can bring some more wins to Iowa's table. I think Iowa is almost more of one of the higher demands. It's almost like an Alabama demand fan base. You know, they expect a lot. They want Iowa football to be so good. I think that's somewhere that sometimes, you know, we may be too hard on our players, but it's how it is. They expect wins from Iowa. Hopefully they can bring some.
And Davis County is going to start over. And it looks like it's going to be a quarterback keeper. He's going to gain about 2 yards. It's going to be third and about six for Davis County.
And, guys, we have another score update.
from the Knoxville-Centerville game, Knoxville 22, Centerville 15 in the third quarter.
Knoxville able to get a score there, increase their lead. But Centerville still keep it in with it, still keeping it close. Should be interesting. And Huff's got the coming to the shotgun here. He's got a receiver split out. He's going to hand it off to Baird, and it looks like he is stopped in his tracks by D-tackle Trevin Nance. He wasn't losing any ground there.
Yep.
Forward progress stops him, though. It's going to be 4th and 7, and it looks like the Daviess County punt team is coming onto the field with Kobe Richmond back to receive.
Been impressed with Kobe now on his return. Really done a great job of creating space with a single move and then just hitting the hole hard. Chris Meisel preaches on that for the Sharon Chargers. You know, make a move, he's got you, but hit the space, you know. You got to get those yards you have and then earn some extra ones.
Junior punter Colson Wilson is going to try booting this thing as far as he can. Dylan Sanders and Kobe Richmond are back to receive. They got two guys back there. And it looks like it's a low punt, but it's going to take a Daviess County bounce, and Kobe Richmond unable to receive it. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 25 from the Chargers. Chargers will take over with 10 minutes and 25 seconds. Derek, with about reaching the fourth quarter here with a comfortable lead, when do you think the Chargers second team is going to come in to try getting some experience?
You know, I don't think they will early in this. I think towards the second half from the fourth quarter is when they will see that Sharon Chargers second string. Sharon still has a couple things to clean up here. And almost even, you know, the game's out of reach, but things aren't completely solved for the Chargers. You know, big time decisions here on offense to clean up the run game and keep finding ways to get TJ open. You know, it's big for the Chargers right now.
And it looks like the Chargers are going to try getting another score here. Kane's got it out of shotgun. He's got Twins to his left. He's going to keep it, and he's going to throw a dart to Hawkinson for another 12-yard gain for TJ. Man, he's been tacking on the stats with his tonight.
Yeah, it has. Aaron, tough throw there, back shoulder right there to TJ. TJ making a diving catch, hard catch, but great throw. Great blocking.
Run into his left, it's a tough play. Off balance, and Kane was able to get it right on the money to Hawkinson.
Yep, Chargers on they're on 40 right now, 60 yards left till the touchdown, but I see if Sharon can tackle one in here and maybe throw in the second team, but 10-15 left in this game.
Chargers lead at 38-8. And they start off at they're now on their own 41-yard line, 1st and 10, fresh set of downs for Aaron Kane in this offense. He's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Polder. He's going to try finding a seam towards the outside. Gain of only about 2 yards here. I'll leave us at about 2nd and 8.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
Clock's ticking here. Chargers are trying to eat up some clock here. There's about 9 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. But they're still trying to score here, trying to improve, and once they get to some tougher opponents later on in the season. Kane drops back the pass. He's chased down, and he is sacked. That might be the first sack for Daviess County of the whole night.
Yep, great job by Daviess County front line, getting some pressure on Aaron Kane. Much needed pressure. Hopefully the rest of the season, you know, they can apply some more pressure to the quarterback. That's big for them throughout this year.
Looks like D and Ben Zaycott, he's a senior, and he was there for the sack on Aaron Kane.
You know, it's good to see Centerville, like we said earlier, putting on such a good performance against Knoxville, down 22-15 in the third right now, but great comeback here for the
Kane's got a check, and he gets some pressure. He finds Boulder up in the flat. He's got some running room. Runs the guy over for a couple extra yards. It's going to be a gain of about 8 yards. Great move by Alex Boulder. He was going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage, but managed to escape the tackler and get 8 yards out of it.
Yep, tonight a key thing for me for the Chargers for a lot of their success so far is Bradley Cutsinger open field blocking for the Chargers. It's one of the hardest things to do from experience. I know that, and open field blocking is huge, and Bradley has the toughness to do it, and definitely helping out his team get the W tonight.
Definitely a guy that really wants to hit people. You gotta have some of those guys. Aaron Kane gets out of the shotgun. He's going to keep it running to the corner. He's going to try finding some room, but he's tripped up at the line of scrimmage. was able to gain a yard.
Pretty good spot.
Very close to the first down. Generous spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot for the Chargers. Bad spot for Davis County. I think they gave him a yard there, but Sharon will take it, move the stakes on, and Sharon has about 50 yards left. They're on about the 50-yard line. See if they can punch it in again here and see if Davis County can get a stop. This is big for Davis County. Score's probably unreachable for Davis County, but this is big for their next game throughout the district play.
Yeah, it's about 7 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. 38-8. This game's about out of hand. Kane fires it up the middle. It's incomplete. Great coverage by Davis County defender Jeremy Bauer. He's a junior, 5'9".
I think TJ got tripped up there on his own teammates. Aaron was looking for him earlier. I think he had him, but TJ got tripped up, and Aaron misfires. Good throw, but unable to convert for the Chargers.
And as you said it before, Davis County's got a lot of potential coming up in the freshman class. As you said, they beat Sheraton. It's a pretty good beatdown from Davis County, and you could tell by watching that game, they had a lot of pretty good athletes and maybe some upside coming up for Davis County in the coming years.
Yep, exactly, Adam.
Kane's got it out of the shotgun. It's 2nd and 10. He drops back the pass. He throws a deep one to Hoxton. Double coverage, and he makes the catch. T.J. Hoxton went up for that one. Another amazing catch by T.J. Hoxton. This guy should never cease to amaze me.
Yeah, that's
always ceases to amaze.
Unbelievable catch. For all you guys listening right now, trying to paint a vivid picture for some of the plays T.J.'s had tonight, but it's almost unpaintable by words. You're going to have to be here and just experience this. But T.J., I think he lost his win a little bit with the football. I think he'll be all right. He's down a little bit right now, just reaching down, breathing, but I hope he's all right. I think he will be.
He's definitely putting on a show for us here in Bloomfield, Iowa. It's going to be another 1st and 10 for the Chargers at the Davis County 30-yard line with 7 minutes yet to play. Senior quarterback Aaron Kane got a shotgun. Sanders in motion, hands it off to Bolgrev. He finds his team down the middle of the field. Big gain for Alex Bolgrev. Gain of about 17 yards. And then down towards like the 3-yard line of Davis County.
Yep, great run by Alex. He's running hard tonight. Had a couple fumbles earlier, but Alex is a great big-time athlete, big-time runner, and big-time player for the Sharon Chargers football team. And he's crucial for Sharon's success in this district play coming up here. Sharon's schedule is going to get really tough here. Davis County and Centerville were good teams, but I think Sharon's going to face a little bit bigger schools here coming up. And excited to see the test and the results that come out of it. And also, guys, we have another score update for you. Same score, same game, but 28-15, Knoxville's up on Centerville.
And in our game, it's a 38-8 lead from Sheraton. Chargers are knocking on the door again about the score. They've been pretty successful in the red zone so far. And it looks like there is a timeout.
I think they're looking for that one tight end for Sheraton. I think his name's like T.J. Hawkinson or something.
Something like that, Jerry.
Yep.
Davis County took the timeout.
Smith Body Shop. If you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith Body Shop. And if you're just tuning in tonight, all the scores, one station, KIIC Radio. Like we said earlier, Joe Millich up there and all his crew does a great job reporting scores, all the high school scores to Sheraton, or to not just Sheraton, but all our area and different schools football teams.
Yeah, really thankful for the opportunity. And I've had a blast so far with you.
Yeah.
Can't wait to keep doing it in the future. And now the offensive team for Sheraton has come back onto the field after the timeout. They're going to be looking to increase this lead with only 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in this one.
Yep, I think, is TJ split up right now? I can't tell.
Yeah, it looks like TJ and Dylan Sanders are split right. And it's going to be handed off to Boulder for a touchdown. The Chargers are going to lead it 44-8. Boulder was in for him, yet another touchdown for him. He's had a great night.
Yes, he has.
Him and Dylan Sanders have been pretty successful running the ball tonight, and that's all credit due to the O-line. Been really doing a great job pushing them back and creating some big space for the two backs.
Yep. Some coaches we haven't mentioned tonight over to the right of us, or maybe not to the right of us, but
Josh Snook, Bobby Kane, all huge contributors to Sheridan football. I know as a student, as a PE teacher, to have Josh Snook is amazing, and he's a great coach and a great leader for Sheridan Sports. And Bobby Kane, he's just a legend, you know. Great guy, great coach.
And Jackson Fisher's PAT attempt is no good. He missed it wide left. Back to Bobby Kane, he's such a legend at Sheridan. They named the track after him. It's called Bob Kane Track. And what a great honor for him. They did it last year for him, and I know he's appreciated of it. I know he appreciates it.
Yep, former track coach for the Sheridan Chargers. Had some great runners, coached some great runners. I know talking to people, he's done a great job, and he's one of those people that, you know, he can't be replaced in Sheridan Sports. There's always going to be a name for him. And when you think of Sheridan Sports, Bobby Kane's definitely a memorable name, and, you know, it's a great honor to name the track after him. Very deserved for Coach Bobby.
And the Chargers do lead at 44-8. Time ticking in this fourth quarter. The Charger kick team is out onto the field. We got 6 minutes and 47 seconds yet to play in this one. Seen a lot of this Charger kick team due to all the scoring they've been putting on the board. Always a good sign.
Grace Baptist Church. Listen to services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheridan, Iowa. Grace Baptist Church.
Kicking for Sheridan is freshman Jackson Fisher. Back to return for Davis County is freshman Hyatt Flanagan. And Fisher kicks it, boots it down the middle. Davis County's got it, runs it up the middle. Good return here. He takes it all the way to the, looks like the 30-yard line. Started at about the 5, and that's where Davis County takes over.
Wait, I think there's a fumble. Sheridan picks it up.
And Sheridan did pick up the fumble. There was a pile, and Sheridan was able to recover. They're going to take over with at the 30-yard line of Mustang territory. And it looks like there is a timeout from Sheridan. It is 44-8. The Chargers lead it, and they just got the ball again after the kickoff. This isn't good news for Davis County. They're going to be looking to get a stop here.
Nope. Kind of wondering myself if Sheridan's second team's in or they're going to go one more possession here. Maybe time for the second team, but coaches will decide here. Always stuff you can work on with the first team, but good to give these second team guys some experience and let them pay off some of their hard work.
Exactly. Especially in the future, you want guys in varsity time. It's just a different atmosphere from JV to varsity. Different speeds. The speed of the game is a lot different, and it's good to pick up on some things so you're better for the next year.
Yep, exactly. Another point we have to talk about is our friend over in Albia, Carter Isley, having a big year, going to have a good year for Albia. Albia is going to be tough this year in football, but I'm definitely happy for our good friend Carter having a great year for Albia.
They're definitely going to be a contender for the state title as they were last year, coming up close. They made it to the zone, but they're being looking for a little bit more this time.
Yep, rivals, but definitely cheer for them when they're not playing us and stuff. So good rivalry, fun rivalry for basketball.
And it looks like there is the second team in for the Chargers. Jackson Fisher, freshman quarterback, is getting in some time. He's going to hand it off to Boldrev, who's got a seam towards the outside. He's only going to get about 1 yard. There is a flag on the play. We'll have to see what that one is.
Looks like we'll have some second-string linemen in here for the Chargers as well. We'll get you their names in a bit here. But Chargers have a commanding win here. The game's not quite over, but Chargers are going to come out with the win. But Davis County, great effort tonight. Really turned the momentum on a couple of series there for the Chargers, able to force some turnovers.
They were just unable to connect on those third down conversions. That they had a great drive going, and then they just had that one third down that forced them to punt. That Chargers were able to stop them and force them to punt, but it seemed like every little momentum they get, it just get stopped right in their track
yep.
by a certain charge.
Another player we haven't talked about much tonight, who's had a good game. Not necessarily a ton of tackles, but pressure is huge during these games. Tim Good up on the defensive front has done a great job for the Chargers.
And the young Charger offense that's on the field right now at line three, he's going to hand it off to, looks like, Hunter Neer. And he is, and he gets a gain of about one. He's a sophomore, another young guy that's going to be great for the Chargers in the coming years. It's going to be about first and second and 15 because of the Charger false start. With about 4 minutes and 43 seconds yet to play.
Yep, Sharon Crowd has to be happy about the performance Sharon's put on. Coach Meiser has to be happy with the team hit one play tonight. A couple of errors, but toughened it out and was able to get a commanding lead and probably hold on to it here.
And Fisher's going to pitch it to near. He's got a team. Gain of about 6 yards. Not quite a first down here. It's going to be third and about four for the Chargers.
Yep, as we said, these young guys for Sheridan shows a lot of potential, kind of unanswered questions for us right now, and throughout these next couple of years, we're going to get some questions answered throughout how their potential works out. And actually, Adam Kaska, look who we have on the field here.
Clayton Chewell. I love to see that guy on the field. He's such a great guy to have around, and I'm really glad he made the move to Sheridan, and he is living with you.
Yep, he's one of the funniest kids I know, and like we said, great basketball player, great worker. He's a good friend.
He has played a little football before. He played in peewee football, but he stopped playing, and now that he has come to Sheraton, he decided to pick it back up again. Talking to him earlier today, I asked him a little about how he's been liking football, and said he's really enjoyed it so far, and he's going to be working his hardest to get even more playing time than he already is.
Yep, exactly, and that's kind of athlete he is. You know, basketball is definitely primarily his sport, but he's the kind of athlete that whatever he's doing, he wants to be the best he can be at it. Definitely puts a lot of extra time into basketball, as do I, but, you know, Lim's a great guy, but another thing while we're watching this game is Justin Nutt for the Davis County Mustangs. He's a big loss for them. He graduated last year. The Up family, you know, Quinn Storm and our friend Quinn, that's his cousin, right?
Yeah, Justin Nutt is Quinn Storm's cousin. I hear a lot about Up from Quinn and how great of a guy he is, and he's definitely a good athlete. I remember watching him all the time for every multi-sport athlete, basketball, baseball.
Yep, I had some older brothers, too, that really excelled on the sports, and probably being related to Quinn's, the Storms excelled in the classroom, too, which is just as important.
And Fisher's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Boldrev again, and it is a loss of about 2 yards. He had nowhere to go. There was two guys in his face as soon as he got the ball.
Yep, we hear a little cheering crowd from the Chargers.
I'm sorry, that was Dylan Harberts with the carry, his first carry of the year. I'm sure he's happy to get that carry.
No, tough nose kid. I watched him in the JV game, though, and I had put his head down and just laid a couple guys out. It was really, truly against Albie. It was really, really cool to watch him. He's a tough kid, great wrestler.
Yeah, just like all the Harberts, they're all really good wrestlers, and they're really competitive, and it's always fun to watch those guys wrestle. Dan Fisher's going to hand it off to what looks like Boldrev, and he's going to get a gain of about 2 yards.
Yep, Hunter Neer. Big fell for the Chargers, young guy, sophomore this year. Puts his head down and runs. That's the funny thing about a couple of these sophomores for Sheridan, Harberts and Neer. They like to put their head down on people and say, Juke, and I think Kurt Schmeiser loves that about them. But, you know, you have an identity and you stick to it. That's what they've done.
And Fisher's got that shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Harberts again. He's got a gain of about 3. That's going to bring us to fourth down and about 4 yards. There's a minute and 57 left to play. Clock ticking. Chargers lead at 44-8, commanding lead. They got their second team in right now, trying to get some experience.
Yep, and if you missed it, T.J. Hawkinson getting his touchdown shot closer tonight.
He's only 6 away from the state record right now. And Fisher's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Harberts again, who's got no gain. It'll be a turnover on down. Davis County is going to take over at about their own 14-yard line with a minute and 20 seconds yet to play.
Sharon was about on the Davis County 15, and a pretty classy move by Kurt Schmeiser, running the ball on third and about 6. No need to push the scoreboard up more with the younger guys. They ran it and gave Davis County the ball back. But let Sharon's young defense see what they can do.
And they got a minute yet. Looks like they can get a couple plays in here, bringing out the young team. Nick McDaniel's out there, a senior who's really been, he's always a workhorse. He is a senior, but, like, it's good to see him getting in the play because I remember seeing him in practices. He's always one of the first ones in sprints. He's just a guy that works really hard.
Yes, you know, basketball-wise, every sport, those are kind of unsung heroes of a good team. You have to have role guys that are, you know, they're willing to work hard in practice every day. Yeah, you know, not a huge amount of playing time, but when they come in, they're ready, and, you know, the guys that practice and stuff like that are just as important. You know, those are the guys you kind of remember because those are the guys that made the season enjoyable and kind of helped the chemistry of the team even. Hunter Storm is one of my best friends. He's the most positive guy, you know, I've ever played with, and he's one of our best friends. He's a great athlete, but, you know, he's just an even better leader, and that goes a long way.
And freshman running back for Davis County, Hyatt Flanagan, is going to carry it for 2 yards, and that's going to conclude our game. Chargers win it 44-8. Charger fans are going to have a long trip back home, but they're going to go back happy. That's always good.
Yep, great effort by Davis County, and I am excited to see how their season goes. Just like Centerville, hopefully they can bounce back from this loss. A lot of young talent for Davis County. I'm excited to see some questions answered later this season in their district play. Thanks for listening to Derek and Adams on KIIC, all the scores, one station, KIIC.